Justice Radio Station. Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Am I really who I am?
Am I all I ought to be?
Who am I?
Who am I?
We view each other with a great love and a great understanding. We try to extend this to the general population and all oppressed people all over the world. I think we differ from some other groups simply because we understand the system better than most groups understand the system. With this realization, we attempt to form a strong political base based in the community with the only strength we have.
The only strength we have, our individual immediate power and the use of a code as a role model of thought, speech, and action to produce a system of justice.
Justice meaning no one mistreated, black or white.
Am I dreaming? Are you dreaming? Do you know the difference between dreaming and reality? Do you think the room you are in, the TV set you are watching, even the body you call yours, or even the air you are breathing, is it real? Well, maybe you haven't asked, what makes this world real? Join us and see if you can find out what is the real deal.
Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Am I really who I am?
Am I all I ought to be?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. I said, empty your mind. Be shapeless, be formless, like water. Jailhouse. Jailhouse psychotherapy. Psychotherapy. Psychotherapy is a general term to understand self-help. Learn about your condition. Conditioning. Condition. Conditioning. Get it? Moods, feelings, thoughts, behavior, desires, psychotherapy, T teaches one how to take control of life, respond to challenging situation with healthy coping skills. Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App.
Justice Radio Station. Dorita Mailer here. Thanks for listening. Justice Radio Station, encouraging, using words that reveal truth, producing correctness, justice, peace. Peace, ultimate health, prosperity, everyone. All is well. A system of justice will be better than what we have. A system of justice will be better than what exists. A system of justice will be better than what is. Justice Radio Station. Jailhouse Psychotherapy. Remember, listen, you don't have to be locked behind bars to be in prison, right? USA Incorporated, Open Air Prison. Justice Radio Station. All is well. However, a system of justice. Will be better than what we have.
Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App. Thanks kindly for listening. I'm Tahuti. Peace to you and yours, Scotty Reed. Black Talk Radio Network, right on.
Right on, right on. Peace, love. Worldwide family, now, one, I am called Mary. Everyone, without exception, is in search of true love and happiness. To obtain happiness, recognize, resolve, cause of unhappiness. Everyone, without exception, in search of true love, happiness. What I need and want most is peace. Study of nature reveals all things are interdependent. Same law of interdependence operates within the individual, being that the source, infinite, eternal, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, omniaction, is all, being that infinite, eternal, omnipotent is all, the source. Who is the individual?
Justice Radio Station meets Atlanta.
Shabhala Shastri, Nick Krantz. In light of Young Sangha social meditation, reminding everyone of the classical technique for the direct experience of self. Permission requested to enter Justice Radio Station Social Issues app.
Accessing. Access granted. Loading.
Democracy versus, justice.
Welcome, everyone, worldwide. Justice Radio Station Social Issues app. Using words. Definition of words to reveal truth, produce correctness, peace, justice. There is no legal working definition of justice. Compensatory definition for justice is the individual guarantees that no one is mistreated, including the individual, and guarantees that who needs help the most receives the most constructive help in all areas of people activity in society, including economics, education, entertainment, family, labor, law, politics, religion, science, sex, war, counter-war. Tahuti?
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues app. Yes. So I want to share something I've been looking at. Episode is entitled Justice Radio Station Meets Atlanta.
Shabhala Shastri, Nick Krantz. In light of Young Sangha social meditation, reminding everyone of the classical technique for the direct experience of self.
Yeah, so the thought is now, I was invited to this class, social meditation class. So I even thought it's a good time also to test out the premise of Justice Radio Station. The premise that the only thing that can unite all is absolute truth. So I want to recreate the situation, and I want to invite worldwide to participate in this exercise. Because remember, the idea is the only thing that can unite all is absolute truth. And there is only one omnipotent, infinite, all-powerful, all-knowing. Now, remember, there's no last week, last year. The only thing I can really concretely, undisputable, unquestionable is I am here now.
Now.
Ask yourself that. So, Abraham means existence. Existence is. And there is an awareness of existence. And that awareness is I. Remember, I want to remind you, the idea of I is the thought of each individual address and introduce themselves as I, and further now add name, or they might say me here or there, but it's usually an introduction of I am so and so. So I picked up on that and thought, well, who's this I that all introduce themselves as? So we're saying, well, I am is this existence. Existence is. And then there's this awareness of this existence, and that awareness is I. Existence is infinite, eternal, and complete. And that which is eternal, complete, and infinite is I am. I can't think of not existing. What did I say?
No, I can't think of that. I am now. I am eternal, infinite, omnipotent.
So there is only one that knows of its existence, and that I is all-knowing. The I say omnipotence, all-present, omnipresent, all-powerful, omnipotent, omni-action. So I want to remind you, what does these words mean? You remember? One mind. Miss One, remember? We're saying existence is. Now is. Is that absolutely true?
True. And now is all that is.
So, with that in mind then, I'm taking this premise with I, because I've made that now I central theme in terms of a code for living, thought, speech, and action, absolute truth. So when it's time now at the crossroads, I can't pick and choose. I have to live it.
True.
Right? So, I'm taking this now with I. So, the situation begins with now, you can say, in light of the yogi, big class, over 30 individuals, it appears. So, the instruction is now, everybody is sitting here, there, and everywhere. So, create a circle. So now, within the circle now, there's no criticism. There's no agenda, male, female, no black or white. It's a safe zone. Where you say, well, we're working now, the individual, to be able to express self. And the thought is, now, how can you, as you say, use this social meditation? And it's expressed in a way to say it's a powerful practice that guides one in creating space to relate authentically with one another. It takes the powerful practice of meditation into social interaction so that one can actively engage with one another in a genuine way.
Yes, and the experiential exercises help this to happen.
So, even though it's a program, it has certain apps.
Yes.
So, the experience was now to help open one up to face certain fears within oneself in terms of dealing with individual, dealing with others.
Socially.
So, after creating the circle, I want to invite all to even think about it, even though you might be doing other things and so, but see if you can conceive the idea. Close your eyes and watch this. So we're saying, we're instructed to take up a classical technique for the direct experience of self. Remember, this is always the goal. Is the only thing that exists absolute truth? Who am I, if that's the case? Who is this man? Who is this human? Who is this body?
This individual.
This individual. If the statement of absolute truth is the only existent that exists, so then who am I? So ask and answer. Who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? So back to the idea of this exercise to find and direct one experience now to find self. So it's presented to say, well, it's coming from the Buddhist tradition, Tibet, and ancient India. We're now saying the yogi assumes a cultivated posture that guarantees full relaxation and the unimpeded flow of energy. He then engages in a special form of deep diaphragmic breathing, you know, the pot belly shape breathing. Deep, smooth, long breaths, which withdraw the focal point of consciousness from the senses and introduce a state of a type of trance characterized by a state in which the mental wakefulness is as much as 50 times the norm. Yet, the individual is asleep to the physical world or fully detached from it. In this state, the meditator assumes an attitude of complete indifference to the thoughts that enter and leave the sphere of awareness. There is no attempt to engage in thinking. Remember, thoughts come and go, always streaming. But the idea is not to give it form, not to give it a sentence, not to clothe it. This meditation process leads to several experiences. There is a clear experience that there is an entity, for lack of a better term, that is conscious of the thoughts. Although this entity can perceive, it cannot be perceived. The thoughts come and go independent of this entity that is perceiving them. Now, this entity that sees, hears, smells, tastes, and feels, yet cannot be perceived, is the self. Then the goal of yoga, I've come to realize, is to be able to clearly separate the seer from the object of perception and the formative basis of objects of perception, that spirit mind. The great problem, though, in life, I've come to realize the great impediment to self-knowledge is the general misperception, deception, that one is one's body. Feelings, the mind, etc. Once it is clear that thoughts rise into one's sphere of awareness, independent of oneself, it is then impossible to identify with the host of thoughts that profess to describe or define our being. I am shy, I am strong, I am sick, etc. Remember, we're in our circle now, and we want to be free, no judgment. But I have to point out, though, the idea of what I was experiencing in some of the exercise with my partner. Partner was still expressing that the feelings is coming from their heart to the question of how are you? Are you fine? Is one of the questions posed. Because the thing is, don't overdo anything that you don't want to do. Feel free. There's no right. There's no wrong. But they were expressing, though, shyness, apprehension. So then I've come to realize then, wait a minute, that still must have been the body that's expressing itself. It couldn't have been the self, which cannot have those feelings of shy, strong, sick. I am all. Line it up with I Absolute Truth premise here at Justice Radio Station. So continuing. Once you know that thoughts is coming from the body, it is impossible to identify our spirit as our self. These feelings, that is. One realize that which is conscious cannot be perceived itself because it is immaterial. Our self is immaterial. Can you see that?
See that.
When there is self-knowledge, there is a direct experience that the essence of one's being is unconditioned. Therefore, one's true self lacks predetermined, automatic, behavioral response patterns. There are no automatic thoughts. There should be no automatic thoughts and emotional reflexes to impel or compel I to act in predetermined ways because one's consciousness is focused then in the subjective realm where the energy matter that is the basis of all creation is undifferentiated. That's one of my favorite words. In my true state, I am undifferentiated. That's why I can become a door, a car, a seat, all the parts, the oil in the car, the water in the car.
I am all.
I am all. Existence is I am. Undifferentiated, infinite, and eternal. This is the foundation of the meaning of the statement that man is in the likeness of.
Yes. Absolute truth. In the likeness of, in the image of.
You had something to add?
Yes. In the image of absolute truth.
So the thought then, you still have to realize, then what's the goal?
Have a definite major purpose. A definite major purpose. Make sure you have your pen, your paper. Take a few minutes, 10 minutes, to write your major definite purpose. Have a central theme. 4 questions I'll encourage you to ask. What do I want to do? Why do I want to do this? How will I do this? What constructive results do I expect from doing this? Looking at goal setting, a major definite purpose, central theme for I, what do I want to do? Remember who I am. Be. Why do I want to do this? To be who I am. How will I do this? Remember my history, culture. Truly engage the right region of the brain. Remember my African, for lack of a better word. Remember my being. I am eternal, omnipotent, no energy, no matter. Expected constructive results. Study of nature reveals that all things are interdependent. Same law of interdependence operates within the individual, Ma'at. Constructive results expected. Socialization process of peace, love. All is well. A socialization process of justice with a meaning will be better than what exists. Better than what is.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Thanks kindly for that, Mary. Give us back a centering in the thought. So, the idea is, we're creating the social meditation class at Atlanta.
Shabhala.
Right?
Yes.
So, we're entitling it even Justice Radio Station Meets Atlanta.
Shabhala. Shastri Nick Krantz, in light of Young Sangha, social meditation.
So, in recreating the scene, we're saying, we're instructed to look at this classical technique of breathing to help again focus consciousness beyond just thoughts, realizing that it's possible not to have conditioned reflex actions to all the thoughts and ideas, feelings that come. And in the experience, I was able to experience the thought of I am, existence is, The concept of being in the circle is to realize nothing matters outside of the circle. Everything is in the circle. It's now. It's concluded. That's absolutely true. So now with this realization, we're encouraged to express it. So I'm expressing it. I thought recreating now this concept, this idea, I can look at Justice Radio Station as one of the app in context to the program, expressing a little bit more on the idea of absolute truth is the only thing that can unite all. Not taking anything away from social meditation idea, I think is
engaging, yes.
So, looking at that now, welcome to Justice Radio Station Social Issues app.
Using words, revealing truth, producing correctness, peace, justice, justice with a meaning, the individual, guaranteeing no one is mistreated, including the individual, guaranteeing that who needs help the most receives the most constructive help in all the areas.
Always ask the question, is what I believe, true? Because only truth is absolute and infinite. And what is absolute, unquestionable, not an opinion or belief, hope, any kind of faith, is I am here now. Existence is I am. So we're looking at, again, the idea. I was talking to another one of my partner in the early session and exercise, and came to mind that one should have a framework in terms of looking at all that's coming at one, because one can't forget that one is in a social system.
True.
You know, and even though I is about peace and love, the setup as a whole isn't about peace and love.
No, the socialization process is deceptive, unjust, mistreating. Of everyone.
So if you don't understand this human, they say, you will remain a slave to the beliefs of someone else. So I was looking at putting things in a framework to help myself in terms of how I even came to this situation where I'm working to liberate my mind. So I had to look at things from the idea of ma'afa. It's a term meaning great disaster. And I'm saying it with regard to the current status, or for lack of a better term, this African people. I say, one must never forget the ma'afa, great disaster, which has befallen the African. I want to express it in this way. H.G. Wells classic novel, War of the Worlds, exemplifies the deep-seated fear of Europeans that aliens would do to them what they have done to others. Imagine. I wanted to relate this idea to young Sangha.
Social meditation.
Which I've come to realize was somebody who had to flee from his homeland for refuge. So I can imagine an alien nation attacking so-called United States and enslave its inhabitants. Imagine these beings taking the Washington Monument and Golden Gate Bridge and the Statue of Liberty and putting them in their parks and public squares. Visualize alien scientists digging up the bodies of dead presidents and putting them on display. All the Queen of England and her family, put them on display in their museum and art galleries. And then imagine alien children sitting in their classrooms discussing the lives of primitive Americans. In many respects, truth is stranger than fiction. Fiction. Am I right?
Right.
So this is our history. So then, with this in mind, it brought me now to remember I'm working to put things in a context.
Yes.
Because we're talking about liberation.
Right.
Freeing of this human mind.
Yes.
What is it, even? You know?
I'll make it clear.
So, consider these things carefully and realize that they account for the overall lack of a sense of unity and direction. I'm not talking about now black man. I'm talking about man, period.
The individual. Yes. And I'm saying the individual since it's not necessarily a gender. It's an individual, so I'm talking to everyone. Okay?
And working to let that be known, because the thing is, if you're going to talk about there's only one and we're all one, we have to realize that these type of male-female talk, him against her talk, have to go.
Go.
So, consider these things carefully and realize that they account for the overall lack of a sense of unity and direction. I was taught that because of the 1492 scenario expressing the Orson Welles War of the Worlds idea is that the African was locked up in a room behind a curtain, so to speak. And he lost his name. This is the first step towards his disorientation.
True.
And then even check out how it plays out today in the surrendering of one's name. Look how many names the so-called African Americans have gone through.
Even there.
And the one that he's settled on, African-American.
Illusion.
Is an illusion, because is either you're African or you're not. How can you be an African American?
Deception.
I even was taught that a cow born in a pig pen is still say moo. So one has been educated to surrender one's way of life, culture.
Yes, way of doing things.
We have stopped speaking the language.
Yes.
And we have stopped behaving as African people behave. We've lost our way of doing things. And we've adopted the ways of people unlike ourselves. We've lost our appetite. Because we have lost our names and our culture, even when those among us create or our culture or create ideas that can help and present it, one has no appetite for it.
No, general loss of memory.
Hence the general loss of memory. And isn't this something? We have created false memories. Not only have we lost the memories of African people, we have now a host of other memories which are totally removed from the truth.
Beliefs of someone else.
So that means, is one being controlled by someone else's beliefs?
True.
Of course we lost our land.
Yes.
So, of course now we lost our independence.
Independent production capacity. That's what the land will do. Food, clothes, shelter.
Security.
Yes. We've also lost independent control of ourselves.
Whoa. So we say this cumulative,
yes,
result.
Yes, right, all of it.
Of all of this confusion has put us now in this political disadvantage. We don't have any unity, no economic advantage. Mental orientation is off the chart, off our center. But you know, that's a political necessity. So then, of course, we lost the wholeness of our any kind of community and lost purpose. So what's funny is there's no amount of information I can really talk about alone which can correct all of the problems that I've just identified. Because a large part of what must be done is that one must get one's memory back intact and regain our orientation. Identification with one's history and culture is truly the first step towards regaining a sense of consciousness. But I had realized too at the same time, however, you must be keenly aware that not all of your friends or family will embrace one's move. A happy medium must be found because family is the center and is central, the component in African culture. To lose one family while finding your culture is a paradoxical dilemma which still leaves one's longing for a way to fill the same void which existed prior to one's initial discovery. The challenges are many, but they can be overcome with consistency, patience, and devotion to oneself and to those who one loves. So I'm going to use that now as a transition to look at the studying then of the worldview that I found myself in after now realizing what I lost over the past 500 years in terms of my name, culture, identity.
Absolute truth.
My memory, realizing I'm being controlled by others' memory, false memories.
Who has no good intentions.
So that brought me back to now to put things in a framework and a context. To say, well, I had to study European behavior, a mindset.
Worldview.
Why do I think and act the way I do? So lo and behold, came across a thought in context to certain major points in the I Am theory that states that this human, remember we already determined that the human isn't the true self. The true self is absolute truth, infinite, omnipotent.
The I Am.
So then the question is then, who's this body?
Mm.
So now inquiring about this body, I've come to realize now that I'm taught, looking at the identity of this body, they call it human. Now we're talking about this individual now. Not anybody particular, we're looking at the nature and structure, you could say, of the human mind, or the human. We've been taught, though, it's a universal mind that all of us is in context to, I think so, I am. It's taught now as a universal mind, I think so, I am. And of course now, it's said now, this universal mind, it creates pairs within itself. It's when it looks out, it looks out and see pairs, opposites, subject, objects, life, death, good, evil, right, wrong. So, I was also taught that being born on the planet appears. You're made up of certain emotions, feelings, likes, dislikes, cravings. What I don't like, I like him, I like her. But then along with it now, you have these feelings that you're separate from the universe. So all-knowing, all-powerful. So now you're finite, you're lacking. So now you need a savior from outside. And this is where now I've come to realize how one can be punked and tricked. Because now, how do you know that the beliefs that now you're taking on, religious-wise or so forth, is based on absolute truth? Or is it just beliefs of somebody else? Especially people who have bad intentions. So now, pursuing this thought about this nature, this human mind, that's lacking and believes what it sees, touch, tastes, smells is real. So, I was now examining the idea because even within the thought it says, well, in pursuit of absolute truth, travel down roads that is not crowded. Open mind, a teachable spirit. Be fluid in your thoughts. So, in practicing these ideas now, I come to find a thought that's talking about the left brain, right brain hemisphere. Huh. So, it says the left brain, right brain hemisphere. So the left brain now is analytical thought, and it deals with the language, logic, numbers, skill, reasoning, science, writing. And I said, wait a minute. This sounds like this universal mind that I've been looking at. It seems like it's basically a left brain worldview.
Right, true it is.
So all the time now I'm looking at now, why the European thinks the way the European been thinking?
It's why I think and act the way I do.
It's coming from a left brain worldview.
Yes. Separate.
Separate. Ego.
All matter is matter. The only thing that is real is matter. Thing.
There's no spirit. Money.
More valuable than life.
Because now, when you look at the right brain, we're seeing, well, the right brain now is dealing with art, awareness, creativity, holistic thought.
Everyone.
Imagination. Everyone.
Yes.
Insight. Intuition. Hey. Music. 3D. I say, wait a minute. I realize this is the African.
Yes. Holistic.
This
inclusive.
Is the African.
Yes.
The right brain.
The right region.
It's a worldview.
Yes, it is.
The African.
Yes, the right region of the brain. You
it
know,
is I.
That's right. Denied.
Who is lost.
Yes. Useless.
Oh.
And everyone has one.
I have to basically now engage.
Yes. The right region.
The right region.
Balancing it with the left.
Mm.
And hence.
Holistic.
Yes. That's a mental physical if I ever see one.
Mm. From the source.
That's right.
Mm.
Using absolute truth every time.
Very good. So I want to share something though about the hemisphere of the brain. During the last 40 years or so, the Western scientific community has come to realize that the human brain is composed of two parts with diametrical opposites, yet complementary functions. They are known as the left and the right hemisphere of the brain. To understand this subject, one must realize that underlying all mental activities are two sets of functions. One in charge of relating one and the variety of things in our environment to each other and to the whole, and the other function is in charge of separating one and the variety of things in our environment from each other. The latter function, which correspond to the left hemisphere of the brain, enable us, for example, to distinguish between the sounds made in speaking and verbal thinking, that we will be able to speak and think verbally. the language function of the right hemisphere enables us to unify the words we perceive, the interphrases, these intersentences, and so on, into larger units that we will be able to comprehend what has been spoken. In summary, let's note that the left hemisphere of the brain is in charge of noting the differences between things, separating wholes into parts, and enabling us to deal with all sequel phenomena. Wholes presented pieces at a time. This mode of thinking is popular known as analytical, serial, linear, deductive, segregative, etc. The right side is in charge of noting the similarities between things and their relation to each other and the whole, thus unifying them. This mode of thinking is generally known as holistic. We must also note that the left side of the brain is extroverted and is therefore the means of the outer culture noted above, where I live, outer culture, things, what I have, show off. The right side is introverted and is the means of the inner culture, eternal life, not temporary joy. Although both functions are complementary, that is, they're equal, inputs are needed for every mental activity to be completed. Most people have a predominance of one over the other. We all know too well of people who can generate a profusion of words, buckets of words, yet make little sense, or go off on tangents, etc. Too much left and too little right. On the other hand, we know of people who are not very expressive verbally. In fact, are poor communicators, yet are profound, critical to this conversation is the fact that these hemispheric differences are not randomly distributed through society. Men in general are more left side than women, and so are members of the so-called white race in comparison to the so-called non-whites. A well-known fact to Western psychologists. We will come to learn that hemispheric differences are one of the main shaping forces of cultural differences and the historical events that which such differences have engendered. In fact, without this concept, there can be no science of history or psychology or anthropology or understanding of religion. The differences in thought pattern between white and black races, so-called races, are well known. To summarize, I would like to point to the fact that what I have done is to simply carry to the logical conclusion well-known facts regarding the division of the human functions. It was not until the early part of the 50s that Western scientists began to understand fully that the higher function of the human brain are divided between hemispheres. Teams of surgeons, psychologists, neurologists, biologists discovered that the two hemispheres process information regarding the same things in diametrically opposite yet complementary ways. Unfortunately, Western scientists went on to characterize the separate functions of each hemisphere by wild generalization. The left side governs language, scientific thinking, etc., for example. Even while the generalizations were given, the left and the right hemisphere respectively were said to be different from each other in that the first is intellectual and the other intuitive. Intellectual versus serious. Secondary versus primary. Freud. Fraud. Deductive versus imaginative. Realistic versus impulse. You get it?
Got it.
Even though there's a bit of truth in some of these statements, but they cannot be accepted without due caution and correction. I've come to finally realize that the white nations who became the heirs of these civilizations understood only the external aspect, what appealed to the left side of the brain, and distorted the spiritual, internal, right-brained. What pass for the world's major religions are attempts of the left side of the brain to practice what can only be done by the right side. Can you imagine where chemistry would be today if it were in the hands of poets? Right-sided function? Huh?
Yes.
Each element would no longer be a complex of exact weight and electrical behavior, but gray cloud or wolves according to the poet's mood. Get it?
Got it.
This is what the sons of
Eurasia.
That's right, Eurasia have done to the science of religion. The result is that with the destruction of the ancient black founders of civilization some 4,000, 2,000 years ago, the world has been plunged into a spiritual dark age.
Yes.
Metaphor. Because his existence is I am. But can you get the spiritual darkness?
Oh, yes.
That is hovering.
Everyone's crying out for peace, justice without a meaning, problems, it appears.
So, after going through some of that thought, we're still coming back to remember why we're talking about this. So we come to find out we are in a spiritual darkness. And the reason why one is even in a sense coming to the classes is looking for that peace.
Yes.
Understanding.
Truth.
But if you haven't experienced your true self, you only can believe what you're taught.
Correct. Or not, yes. Believe what you're taught.
So it comes back again to now absolute truth is who and what I am. It's a realization has to be realized, an awareness. I know.
And the context also, because I am in a socialization process. Things aren't just happening by chance. It's actually being controlled.
So looking at the idea then in terms of being able to look at this human brain.
Yes.
And being able to left brain, right brain. You said the ego comes from the loneliness of the left hemisphere.
Yes, feeling detached.
The worldview detached from the universe.
Right, know the future. What can it bring?
So how can it control it? So we're saying to ease the ego, to soothe the ego.
Yes.
Have to realize that the right side of the brain that you've been working to exploit, that African,
for lack of a better word or term,
is what one needs.
That holistic
to balance
spirit,
one's behavior and understanding of self.
It's internal, eternal.
So we be able to transcend the body.
Yes.
To realize the true self.
Correct.
Deny the body.
Assert the self.
And we're saying the self is absolute truth.
Absolute truth. The I am that everyone refer to as self.
You remember when we started this session, the Social Issues app, Justice Radio Station, we said, well, take 10 minutes.
Yes.
To write around your lifelong goals.
Correct.
So we're saying discover, find that central theme.
Yes, important.
What is your central theme?
Yes.
You know, is it family, marriage, weapons, guns, money, security, your career? What's your central theme?
Yes, you must have a central theme, a definite major purpose.
I'm saying absolute truth is who and what I am.
Yes.
Finding that self is where it's at. To be able to counter the socialization process.
Yes. Let that be the expected results, constructive results, countering the deceitful, unjust mistreatment socialization process in all the areas of people activity in society.
So now we'll be able to replace.
Yes.
Repeal and replace.
Yes.
An unjust system. With a better system, what I call it, justice.
Justice, with a meaning, a definition.
Meaning.
The individual guarantees that no one is mistreated, including the individual, and guarantees that who needs help the most receives the most constructive help.
In
hence,
all areas of people activity,
yes,
in society.
That's right.
Whether you're white or black.
So-called. Right.
So after saying that, I want to encourage all in the circle and to show much respect when I say to I mean to all.
Yes.
Still join I in this thought that we can continue this circle.
Strengthen it, yes, and widen it to all.
Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App. Thanks kindly.
Thanks kindly, worldwide family.
Democracy versus justice.
Black Talk Radio Network.
Justice Radio Station. Nightly.
8 p.m.
Eastern.
Jailhouse Psychotherapy
Liberation Revolution. Revisiting idea of self-knowledge to counter the supernatural, abnormal day-to-day existence. Everyone encouraged answer,
who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I taught I am? Is mind control being used? Positive, negative, illusions? Get the antidote.
Absolute truth.
Absolute truth. Justice Radio Station. Jailhouse Psychotherapy Liberation Revolution.
Jailhouse Psychotherapy.
Nightly. Express Self.
8 p.m.
Eastern.
Justice Radio Station.
On TuneIn app
and
your bookstore for justice.info.